This is Eliana Grundy reading her story in three parts, Bench Guy for Streets Unmasked.
March 16th. She'd named the stranger Bench Guy almost a year ago. Mina was absolutely fascinated by him. He arrived every day, at different times, but always sitting on the same bench. He'd sit for what Mina had guessed was the length of whichever song started in his headphones. He was never there for more than 5 minutes. She'd actually timed him over the summer, before getting up and leaving again, hand lingering slightly on the back of the bench after he started moving. "My bench guy's back again," Mina whispered excitedly, the moment she appeared on Harper's laptop screen, exchanging generic hellos and how are yous for a quick wave. "You don't need to whisper, it's not like he can hear you," Harper said with a laugh, watching as Mina moved through her flat and to her front window. The sunset outside it cast gold shadows on her face. "What's he doing though?" Mina wondered aloud, still keeping her voice low. Harper shook her head with a chuckle. Mina sighed through her nose and sat back down, setting her laptop down on the table opposite her. Harper thought, more often than she wanted to admit, that it was so bizarre how Bench Guy had been the subject of at least one conversation between the two per week for a significant portion of the last year, yet he likely had no idea how interesting he had become to the girl who lived across the street from his bench and her friend. "Time he didn't sit down was when it snowed," Mina was saying now, drifting on and off Harper's screen as she moved, getting ready for dinner. "But even then," she added quickly, "he still walked through the park." Harper frowned. "I thought you said he skipped Christmas too." Mina paused, cutlery in hand, as she reached to pull out her chair. She shrugged. "Nobody walked anywhere on Christmas Day though, to be fair." Harper and Mina had been doing Zoom dinners since the second week of the first lockdown. They'd sit down together on a Saturday, 7 o'clock every week, to eat, drink, and talk. It wasn't perfect, but it was something. And added to the midweek phone calls, it wasn't unbearable for them to go a day or two without hearing the other's voice. Mina's bench guy had appeared for the first time the day after lockdown had initially been called and had immediately been Mina's primary source of curiosity. "Why does he always choose the same bench?" she asked suddenly, sitting down heavily at her table and raising her fork to her mouth. She set it back down, not eating anything yet. "And why does he always stop? It's freezing outside. There's nowhere for him to get coffee or tea or a hot chocolate to sit down with, and he's in jeans and a jacket. It's not like he's still sweating from a long run. What's he doing? Do you think he's waiting for someone? That'd be so romantic." Their call went silent again. Harper giggled. "You done? You won't get any answers from me. I've never even seen him." Mina groaned and started eating. "No, this is driving me crazy. Not lockdown, not being stuck at home. This." She jabbed her fork at the window behind her laptop. "Will be the thing to send me completely insane." Harper shook her head in disbelief, face caught somewhere between a smile and a frown. "See if he still comes after lockdown and go ask him," Harper suggested. Mina frowned. "I don't know if you're kidding or not." Harper blinked. Honestly, she didn't either. She shrugged. Mina laughed. They fell back into comfortable silence, but Harper didn't miss the way Mina occasionally darted a glance out the window, muttered something inaudible, and shook her head. Harper smiled, finished her drink, and got up to set the glass in the sink. April 12th. Lena shook her head in disbelief when she passed the queue extending from the barber's. Other shops were open now, but haircuts were apparently everyone's new priority. Toilet roll, now hairdressers, she thought with a chuckle. And pubs, she added as an afterthought. On this stretch of High Street alone, there were 4 pubs with picnic tables, and every one of them was at capacity. The scent of cigarette smoke and alcohol lingered in the air, mingling with blossoms and the first real signs of summer. Lena's gaze fell on the ground beneath her feet, her own Converse passing heels, boots, Adidas trainers, and even one girl in hot pink flip-flops. This time 18 months ago, Lena probably wouldn't have cared about the number of shoes on the pavement. Now it was a novelty, a wonder to see all these people talking, laughing, singing tipsily and loudly with each other, desperate to enjoy their first Friday evening at the pub in more than a year. Lena would have the flat to herself when she came home. Harper was out with Mina, but she found herself stalling, her feet automatically taking her on a longer route home, giving her time to think. Lena's curiosity had peaked a few days earlier when she'd come home to find Harper and Mina having another one of their Zoom dinners. Mina had said hello, asked how Lena was, then excitedly told her about the stranger who had come to sit on the same bench every single day for the better part of a year. Against her better judgment, Lena had joined her friends, and within minutes they'd begun a strange guessing game to try and see if they knew Bench Guy. "I don't know him," Mina had argued stubbornly, rolling her eyes each time Harper or Lena offered up a name. "It takes away the mystery if we really know him. Besides, if I do know him, it makes it really weird that I've been spying on him for 12 months. Mina shook her head when both of her friends practically cackled. "You two sound like witches." Lena stole Harper's drink from the coffee table in front of her. Harper gasped loudly. "What?" Lena asked, dropping the glass again hurriedly. She and Harper had lived together for 3 years and known one another since high school. They'd shared drinks for more than a decade. "First time for everything," Lena assumed. "No," Harper had said with a laugh, though she still frowned slightly whatever had caught her by surprise. "No, you can drink that. I just thought..." She trailed off. "Never mind." She was met with raised eyebrows from both remaining women. Harper cleared her throat and shuffled uncomfortably in her seat. I think I might know who your bench guy is. Harper cleared her throat and shuffled uncomfortably in her seat. I think I might know who your bench guy is. Mina frowned. "Well, you can't just leave it there," she snapped after a few seconds of silence. Lena had snickered and Harper herself had smiled before speaking. "I'm not telling you who it is." The other two girls had made similar indignant noises, which only made Harper laugh more. "Okay, okay," she said, hands raised in surrender. "But I'm not giving you more than his name." Mina made a noise in the back of her throat that had sounded like a whimper. Harper ignored it. "I think," she said slowly, "that Lena is actually meant to be seeing him in a few weeks." It had been Mina's turn to gasp. May 20th. "Where are we going?" Lena asked, glancing around at the deserted park. It was already getting dark outside. The clouds above them somewhere between navy and sky blue, and there were lampposts dotted around that were flickering to life one by one. Jamie shook his head and continued leading her through the paths, walking around the perimeter of the park before he found it. "Here," he declared, smiling as Lena tried to form a response. She looked up at him, face somewhat wary. "I don't know what to say to this," she admitted. "Just sit," he said, pulling her by the hand to sit beside him. "Okay," she said slowly, still evidently confused. He sat quietly for a minute, letting the silence settle around them. "I have a confession to make." Lena raised a curious brow. "Well, I talked to Mina a few weeks ago and she was telling me about this guy." Lena shot to her feet. "You didn't tell her you're the guy she's been borderline obsessed with, did you? Because she'll have nothing to do with her life anymore if we go back into a lockdown and she already knows who keeps sitting on the bench." He laughed. "Well, the confession was going to be that I didn't tell her it was me." Lena smiled and sat back down.
You're cruel, she said. But now you have to explain. She gestured vaguely around them. He nodded.
Once upon a time, he began softly. She laughed loudly and he shushed her. She pressed her lips closed and nodded, mouth still upturned. Once upon a time, he repeated, there were two teenagers. One was sitting right here on this very bench, reading his book and minding his own business. It was the middle of the day, a weekend, and he was absolutely lost to the world, you know what I mean? Don't answer that. Anyway, so he sat there, happy as a clam and not paying attention to anyone else. And then, out of seemingly nowhere, a group of people materialized before him. In this group was a girl, obviously. A girl he would later describe as the most beautiful creature he had ever laid eyes on. She, in turn, would later tell him that he was full of it, but he'd swear he meant it. And he did, in fairness. But this girl was walking, talking with her friends, gesturing with her hands, and not watching the ground in front of her. Before anyone could react, Jamie sprang to his feet. The girl tripped over something in front of her. She almost fell, but regained her balance. The boy on the bench was beyond apologetic that he'd managed to trip her, and she waved him off, telling him to be more aware in the future. End of story, right? Lena shot him a disbelieving look. Absolutely not, he yelled dramatically. 3 days later, the boy, we'll call him Peter, found himself at a cinema, waiting to go in with his friend on a date. Two girls arrived, one he didn't recognise and another that he did. Only, as fate would have it, the girl from the park, Dot, was supposed to be meeting his friend and Peter was supposed to be meeting her friend. And in those days, people in cinemas showed you to your seats. The catch? There were 4 seats, but in 2 different places. And the group, not wanting to be a bother, just sat and worried about who'd been meant to date whom later. So Peter, who would later deny all allegations that this was no accident, found himself sat beside Dot. And only 3 years later, the pair were wed and lived happily ever after, lasting through more than 75 years of marriage. The end. Lena applauded, still smiling, still laughing. Jamie gave a mock bow and sat back down. I have a feeling that wasn't made up on the spot this minute, Lena said wryly, looking at him out of the corner of her eye. Her face was still facing the park, the path in front of them, and he shrugged. You would be correct. She laughed again, but this one was more of a hum. He liked it. It seemed more like she hadn't been expecting to laugh, like it was a surprise. She turned to face him now, waiting for him to explain. He cleared his throat. It's how my grandparents met, he said. Lena's face became soft and she smiled. That's really sweet. He shrugged. I came here every day, even while we were meant to be inside. I used to bring my gran, but she moved away a few years ago, so now it's too far. I come here for her. Sit as long as it takes me to think about that story, and then I leave. It's like keeping them together. Realization dawned on Lena's face and he smiled sadly. The boy that had read his book on the park bench had faded peacefully in his sleep. Jamie shook his head, clearing it. There's actually a spot somewhere on the back of this thing where they carved their initials. You know, when they were young and stupid in love. You know exactly where it is, don't you? It wasn't really a question. Not exactly where, he answered carefully. She rolled her eyes. He grinned.
This has been Eliana Grundy reading her story in 3 parts, Bench Guy, The Streets Unmasked.